You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
Apostle, Epistle of His Eminence, Hilarion, Metropolitan of Eastern America and New York, First Hierarch of the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia. Most Reverend Archpastors and Brethren, most honored fathers and concelebrants, monastics, beloved brethren and sisters in Christ, parishioners and worshipers of our church scattered throughout the world, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Every year, we are filled with spiritual joy and ecstasy when we hear these words and reverently participate in the exalted solemnity of the Paschal Divine Services, which remind us of Christ's glorious victory over sin, evil, and death. For we celebrate the demise of death, the destruction of Hades, the beginning of a new and everlasting life, from the Paschal Canon. His Beatitude, Metropolitan Anthony Krapovitsky, who passed into eternity 80 years ago, penetratingly observed that every feast is a sacrament. And Pascha is the feast of feasts, and triumph of triumphs. The gracious power of this mystical celebration fills with joy, comforts, strengths for the bearing of one's life cross, restores one's inner powers, and imbues one with the spiritual vigilance and undaunted courage to endure all the sorrows and sufferings that beset us in this life. The light of Pascha dispels the darkness of doubts and confirms us in faith, as it once did the apostles and other eyewitnesses who, after the resurrection of Christ, became ardent and fearless proclaimers of this truth, suffering all manner of persecutions and tortures for it. Ever since, no matter how much persecutors and false teachers enraged by the success of Christianity intensify their efforts to suppress the Holy Church, it always emerges from this conflict victorious and glorious. Thus it has stood unshaken for two millennia in the full glory of its orthodoxy. How many societies and human institutions have disappeared during this period of time? How many kingdoms and governments have been crushed? Only the Orthodox Christian Church has passed unscathed through the passage of centuries, remaining eternally young and ageless. As the Apostle writes, Christ himself, who arose on the third day, is the head and cornerstone of the Church, who has promised to remain with her, and who has given to her as a legacy the eternal preservation of grace and truth. During terrible times of immorality and the domination of unbelief and heresies, the Orthodox never allowed their spirits to fall, but remembered that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, and were even more inspired to earnestness in the service of God and man within the Church. Thus, dear brethren and sisters, even in today's complex era of little faith, false teachings, and moral depravity, we must not lose either hope or confidence that there are no waves of evil that are capable of drowning the divinely planted garden of the Orthodox Church. Christ, who rose from the dead, the founder of the Church, who preserves us sinners, shall not slumber, nor shall he sleep. In his salvific providential care for the Church, his grace and truth, which lead us to eternal unity with God, will never be lacking in this spiritual treasury. For this reason, following the good example of our predecessors, we place our trust in the Savior of all men, mindful that the truth of the Lord abideth forever, and that there is no power that is able to vanquish the Lord, there is no authority that is able to prevent the Lord from carrying out his will, as wrote the Holy Hierarch John Maximovich, the 50th anniversary of whose repose we prayerfully mark this year. With all my heart, I greet each and every one of you at the all-radiant festival of Holy Pascha, and it is my prayerful desire that the risen Lord will grant you strong faith, health of soul and body, all prosperity, and help from heaven. May the Lord illumine with the light of his resurrection the souls of the children of his church, for the joy of the sorrowful and the oppressed, and the conversion and enlightenment of those who are alienated from the life of God, among whom we live and carry out our service. May we be preserved under the protection of the cursed root icon of the Mother of God, who has taken the Orthodox people of the diaspora into her kingdom. With possible joy and love in the risen Christ, Hilarion, Metropolitan of Eastern America in New York, First Hierarch of the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.